This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if we should talk about this on the air because I don't know if... Well, everyone can relate to what we're going to say here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Please, yeah.
But I don't think, relate. But I don't think there's an answer... I like to think that at the end of some of the goofy things we do, we kind of have an answer sometimes. Like we, when we do OPP, there's advice.
Yeah.
Like there's, we kind of come to a conclusion.
Okay.
You know, but like there's basically a list of things that like you're just never going to understand.
Yeah.
Like no matter what.
Yeah. No matter how many times it's explained to you.
You're never going to understand. Like for example, magnets.
No. It's never even been explained to me.
It's
like,
not?
No.
It's just been like, this is a magnet.
Yeah. Deal with it.
It sticks to metal.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm really second guessing. Like, what was I doing in school? What were we doing all this time? They didn't tell us anything.
Do you know? I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but do you understand it doesn't stick to stainless steel though, right?
Yeah.
I've heard that. Yeah. Because you have the werewolf appliance or whatever it is.
Sub-zero.
Don't you have a wolf something?
Yes, that's the oven part.
Oh, okay. See, no matter how many times you explain it, I like, can't wrap my head around it.
But then Aaron's over here going, I don't understand a compass.
Yeah, because there's something...
Because it's a magnet.
How? Why?
Well, there you go.
But like, it always points north because of what magnet?
The Earth's magnetic pole. Like, the Earth is like... A giant... Mm. The poles are magnetic. Do you not get that? Like, it's...
I understand what you're saying, but no.
Yeah. We want to know why. Why are they magnetic?
I don't know, because we're a giant ball spinning through space.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, that part I get.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Explain it to me, then.
Although...
We're a giant ball spinning through space. I think you did just
fine. Do you know that, like, the poles can and have flipped?
No, I did not know that.
I've heard that, yeah.
I think it would probably, they claim, nobody seems super scared of it, but I think it might just disrupt all of life on Earth. I think we might be kind of screwed.
Oh, really?
If it happened.
I just thought like Santa went to live down south for a while.
I don't think
Is that what it means?
I don't think I think then your compass would point south. Because and it just goes boom. I don't know if like one day it just goes boom. This again, we're just going to talk about things. Like, yeah. I feel like this is just unrequited. If you understand magnets or if the pole, just
and
text in at 510-59.
Explain it to us as if we're 12.
In truncated text, because that's all we can get.
Yeah.
510-59. What else on this list don't you get? I get everything on this list.
What? No way.
Vinyls. I don't understand how I've watched so many videos as to how vinyl records are made. I don't get it.
I agree. I understand the needle goes in the groove and that's what makes the sound.
They push the wax down and then it's like where the needle hits the thing, but like I don't get it.
Yeah, why would that make a sound?
Yeah.
Just because a needle in a groove. They've taken the band, right? And they've shrunk them down.
Oh, okay. Miss Frizzle is involved. Gotcha.
And they're living in the tiny little grooves, and they're just waiting. And as soon as that needle touches, I'm like, oh, looks like they want to hear where the streets have no name. Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're scratching it.
Yes.
And they panic? Okay,
yeah,
well,
no, they don't panic. They
understand everything.
They go, chew it, chew it. Chew it, chew it.
OK.
Okay. What else do you want to know? Okay. This is Slacker Explains Science.
I don't understand how people blow bubbles with their gum. I can't blow a bubble.
Are you being really serious?
I'm being dead serious. Yeah, I can't whistle and I can't blow a bubble.
What?
I'm going to say this.
They're somehow related,
I think. Because you stopped trying. Probably. Everyone can whistle, yeah. Dude.
Especially,
everyone can.
Like, you played the saxophone. I feel like you should.
It's totally different. He just wanted to lick the reed. It's weird. He just sits there like, oh,
yeah. If I don't have wood in my mouth, what's the point? Because the reed.
I get it, okay. Dude. Just nobody wanted to hear that. They'd rather hear me explain science than hear you talk about. There you go. Go in. Go in. Hey,
you
guys.
You need to make a smaller hole.
What? Can I just
lick your lips and make
she
it?
She doesn't get in trouble.
there's a point where even I realize we're not even trying to do radio right now.
We're just trying to whistle.
People are driving, going, "Is this what it's come to?" We're just gonna every day at this time we're gonna listen to T-Hack try to get better at whistling. T-Hack, what do you have for us today?
Pretty bad.
You can't like in and out. There's something there. You got a little something. It's almost there, dude.
Let me compare. Slacker, you do it. Oh, so I can see.
I can't. It's so dumb.
Do you guys understand? Wait, there was one that I really love. How airplanes can be so big and heavy and fly.
No.
You understand that?
No.
You ever watched an airplane fly?
Yeah.
I guess. Seen them take off, yeah.
And what?
I've eaten at the perfect landing.
Is that
Santana.
Open again?
It was.
I don't know.
It was open for a while because you could watch the airplanes coming in.
Well, no, they had a fire. They had a kitchen fire not too long ago. And then it was closed. Children's Hospital, kiddo. Judah. Nope. That's not his name. Jude. Yeah. He plays there. He goes in and has lunch and then he sits down.
Yeah.
The guy who plays for Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
He just goes in there and sits down. That's a perfect place to figure it out. Show me an airplane taking off with your
hands. I've tried to perform at my whistling act.
Jude TX coming in to do a couple Billy Joel songs with you.
Yeah. No, but I don't understand. I mean, they get going real fast and then they go.
Yeah.
It's the air. Okay. You understand that it's like, if you watch an airplane take off, everybody does this. They do their hand going up like a rocket. That's not how an airplane takes off. It's going up. Basically, if you watch an airplane, it's really disconcerting, but I worked at the airport, so I used to just stand there and watch airplanes take off. You don't want to think about it like this, but they're literally going up just a tiny bit faster than they're plummeting to their death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was better when I didn't understand it.
Yes. No, because it's like the wing is curved on the top, so the air going underneath it goes faster than the air going over, so it lifts it up.
Okay. That makes sense. I get that.
Can we be done?
Yeah. Please.
Do we have a theme song?
Not yet.
Slacker Explains Science. Here's the theme.
Wait, you got it!
It was there!
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.